Hey guys, it's Payne. I want to start by saying this is not the big Up and Vanished update you were probably hoping it was, but it's coming. And it's coming carefully. The last two episodes we dropped were heavy. And behind the scenes, a lot's been happening since then. Conversations with different agencies, ongoing steps with the families. But make no mistake at all, we are going to share it and we're going to share all of it. And I can tell you this, things are finally moving in the right direction. You've helped keep these stories alive. We're currently preparing for an even more extensive update. In the meantime, I want to share something with you that's personal to me. A couple years ago, I launched a show called High Strange. It's basically my passion project. A full-scale investigation into UFOs and the unexplained. And before you roll your eyes and hit stop, just hear me out. It's real, raw journalism. It's me, applying the same investigative lens, the same production value, the same storytelling discipline you expect from Up and Vanished. It's called High Strange, and it's out now. Here's a clip from our new season, so you can feel it out yourself.
December the 26th, 1985, I had a nice day with my family. It was me, my wife, and our son, who was then six. Beautiful afternoon, right after Christmas. We'd have a wonderful Christmas. Little country house we'd bought a year before. Went to bed. And in the middle of the night, became aware of the fact that there were noises around me. Movement. Felt like I was in a room full of people. And I was supposed to be in my bedroom alone with my wife. It was just something wrong. Finally, I woke up. Opened my eyes. I couldn't get up. Couldn't rise off the bed. And then I realized I'm not on my bed. I'm in somewhere else. This room with an arch door and a little black window in it. It was really weird.
How the hell is that? Is there somebody there? Is that somebody big? I don't think I like that.
I saw these big black eyes peering at me from about 2 feet away.
Something's on it. It looks... It's got eyes on it. Big eyes. Inserted eyes.
I found myself in a room full of what looked like gigantic insects. It was horrifying.
I saw something that looked like it had a hood on it near the corner in our bedroom. I don't want it to be there.
The head of the New York State Department of Psychiatry, Dr. Donald Klein, he had solved many criminal cases with hypnosis. The world's best forensic hypnotist, he was the real deal. The memory began to come back under hypnosis.
And it's deep, classical, the last day. So pay attention to my voice, like you remain asleep.
They would move very slowly and then very quickly. They were not of this world at all. That was when I thought I'm having a nightmare.
I don't want it to be there!
They didn't go away. Thinking, God, this is real. I became crazed. I was on a little cot. I couldn't get off of it. I couldn't move it. I kept trying to imagine my bed. I couldn't do that either. were so vivid. It was like real life. I remembered those faces, and they weren't human.
It was sticking into my mind. It would make a noise like a voice.
I don't know where it came from, but it was a mechanical voice, clearly. And it would repeat.
What can we do to help you stop screaming?
Why don't you let me?
I'm hearing this voice.
Jesus.
What can we do to help you stop screaming?
Why do you help me? Holy shit. I'm sorry.
Gigantic insects. Very scary. They were not silly looking at all. Ever when you were a kid, maybe watch a praying mantis, how it creeps so gracefully and smoothly along and then whang, that gets the little fly that it's after. That's how they moved. One of them was about 5 feet tall. The others were all very small. They showed me a needle. They're going to put it in the side of my head.
He touches my head with his paint.
I realized then this was physical.
It's called High Strange, and it's out now. Thank you for sticking with Up and Vanished. The next update is coming. And when it drops, you'll understand why we took our time. Until then, here's High Strange.